听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, we hope you're having a great day today. Thanks for joining us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And my name is Rachel, and we're on day two of our lesson about Hollywood movie magic, or holiday movie magic. And yesterday we talked about two films that are coming out this holiday season. One is the next James Bond movie, and the other is an animated film called Madagascar, Part 2.
Right, so we looked at a spy thriller and also an animated film. Right now, though, we're going to be looking at a saga. So please open your magazines to page 11. We're on line 1. Let's talk about Australia.
At the movies, Australia. This romantic action-adventure stars Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman in a sweeping saga set in Northern Australia during World War II. Kidman plays an English woman who comes into a cattle ranch in the most expensive movie ever filmed on location in Australia, Bolt. This animated adventure tells the story of a German shepherd named Bolt, who is a famous television star with superpowers. Bolt is accidentally released into the real world and discovers he has no superpowers. With the help of a kitten and a hamster, Bolt survives one crazy situation after another. 7 Pounds. Will Smith stars in this emotional story of an IRS agent. He feels bad about the mistakes he has made in his past, so he decides to help 7 complete strangers. When he falls in love with a beautiful woman with heart trouble, his plans become more complicated. 4 Christmases. Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn star in this romantic comedy. They decide to spend Christmas Day with each of their 4 divorced parents with funny and touching results.
Okay, again, we're going to Australia, and this time we're not talking about a spy thriller or an animated film. We're talking about a romantic action adventure, and it stars Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman.
It stars, two very famous actors, both originally from Australia. So they're together now in a movie about Australia. And later on in the month, we're going to talk more about Hugh Jackman. So we hope that, you know, you will stay with us and you can learn more about this fantastic actor.
Okay, the author calls this movie a sweeping saga. When you hear these two words together, get ready for a large-scale film. Sweeping means it affects many things, so I'm guessing that the story, the plot, will involve a lot of people in a large area. Of course, we're going to find out in a moment that this happens during World War II, so of course, this movie, the story, affects a lot of people, but we look particularly at 2 people, the characters played by Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman.
That's right. So now let's look at that word saga. Saga means that it happens over several generations, usually starts in historical times or a few years back and then ends up in the present. So, of course, back in World War II, that's quite a few years ago now, and that's when this movie takes place. And I think if you're a history buff, this is a movie that you will enjoy, or a geography buff as well.
Okay, well, let's find out that Kidman plays an English woman who comes into a cattle ranch in the most expensive movie ever filmed on location in Australia. So Nicole Kidman is an English woman, and she comes into something. Now, later in the month, we're going to look at the word inherit, okay? So it has similar meaning. Someone gave her this cattle ranch after they died or passed away.
That's right. So in some way, she kind of inherited it, or maybe she didn't choose to have it, but it's there, and she is going to be receiving this cattle ranch. And often we use this phrase with money. Someone comes into a lot of money, maybe after a loved one dies. So that's the meaning of that phrase right there. So she is an English woman, and she comes into this cattle ranch. And of course, cattle means that there are a lot of cows and maybe other animals
like horses.
That. Maybe some horses, right.
Yeah, and so I'm guessing she is traveling from England, and she's a very dignified woman. And then she has to be around all of these animals, so it's a different life for her. She has to make a lot of adjustments. Well, we find out also that it's the most expensive film filmed on location in Australia. So this is on location, meaning it's not filmed somewhere else made to look like Australia. It's actually filmed in Australia. So the scenery that you will see is Australia, and it's very, very beautiful.
I'm sure it is, Steve. And I'm sure a lot of people will want to see this film, partly because they want to see beautiful scenes that really are in the country of Australia. Well, let's move on to line 8 now, and we're going to talk about a different kind of movie. In fact, this is very different from the movie Australia, because we're now talking about an animated adventure. And yesterday, Steve, we looked at the word animation. Now, today, we're going to look at the word animated.
Okay, so remember yesterday, Madagascar escaped to Africa. That was an animated film, and this film also is animated. And again, that's when drawings or computer-generated graphics seem to come to life on the screen. And so Bolt, again, is another animated action adventure.
It sure is. And this is the story of a German Shepherd. So if you like dogs, this is a great movie for you to watch. Of course, German Shepherds are beautiful dogs and wonderful dogs, and often big dogs as well. And this German Shepherd is named Bolt. And he is a famous television star with superpowers. Wow, what a neat story.
Yeah, so the fun thing about animated films is that animals can talk, and animals seem to have personalities like humans. So it's a lot of fun. Bolt is a TV star who has superpowers, but Bolt is accidentally released into the real world and then discovers he doesn't really have superpowers. It's only on TV.
Wow, sounds kind of fun. I'm sure kids will love this movie as well as some adults. Well, with the help of a kitten and a hamster, two other animals, Bolt survives one crazy situation after another. So again, a lot of times these animated films are fun, they're a little bit crazy, and the animals do things that they wouldn't do maybe in real life, but that's part of the appeal of animated films.
Okay, we know what a kitten is. It's a small cat. A hamster there on line 14, it's kind of a rodent that looks like a rat, but it's more cute than a rat.
It sure is. I'd rather have a hamster than a rat any day. Well, friends, we need to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll talk about some more films, including one with that famous actor, Will Smith.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're on page 11. If you've just joined us, we're talking about some great holiday movies.
We sure are. Before the break, we talked about a movie called Australia, which is kind of a sweeping saga that is great for history buffs or people who enjoy those kinds of movies. And we talked about an animated film called Bolt. Right now, though, we're going to talk about a film called 7 Pounds, and this film stars Will Smith.
Will Smith, a great actor, very talented, very funny. He stars in this emotional story of an IRS agent. Wow, when I think of IRS, I don't think of emotional people. I think of people who are very firm, very serious, because the IRS is the agency in the United States that takes your money.
That's right. They collect your taxes. They take your money. And usually people don't think fondly about the IRS, and it's hard to, you know, think of them sometimes as real people with hearts. But anyway, in this story, Will Smith is starring as an IRS agent. So I think maybe he'll bring a little bit of a different light to these people.
Okay, just for you curious types, what does IRS stand for? It stands for Internal Revenue Service. Okay, so Will Smith works as an IRS agent. He feels bad about the mistakes he has made in the past. So apparently, Rachel, he has some regrets, maybe a little guilt in his life.
Yes, and I think this is very common. Sometimes we get to a point in life and we regret some of the things we've done. So because of this, he decides to help 7 complete strangers, hence the title 7 Pounds. I'm not really sure where the pounds come in, but he is going to help 7 complete strangers, people he doesn't know at all.
Right. And so when he's doing this, he falls in love, actually, with a beautiful woman with heart trouble. Oh, no. So he's falling in love with this woman who's very sick. Maybe she has a disease.
Oh, boy. It sounds like an emotional film, for sure. And because of this, his plans become more complicated. Of course, anytime love gets involved, things seem to become more complicated. But I think Will Smith is such a talented actor. He can play all kinds of roles, very serious roles, funny roles, action roles, adventure roles. And I think this sounds a bit more of a serious story.
Very emotional. Rachel, I'm wondering if this would appeal more to women, if we can call this a chick flick or not.
I think so. If Will Smith is involved and he's falling in love, we can probably call it a chick flick. That is a fun term that we use to talk about those romantic movies that women just love to watch, especially with their friends who are girls.
Okay. Well, let's go on to the next movie. On the next page, we're on page 12 now, and it's called 4 Christmases. 4 Christmases. Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn star in this romantic comedy. 2 great actors are starring in this holiday movie.
And Steve, I have to say, this sounds like a great chick flick as well. Of course, romantic comedies appeal to a lot of women, but also to some men. And Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn are no stranger to films. They've played in a lot of films. I don't think they've actually had roles together before, so it will be neat to see them working together on this film. But let's first look at this word, comedy. I'm sure some of you already know what a comedy is.
Right. It's simply entertainment that's designed to make you laugh. It could be a book, a film, a TV show, or a play, and it's designed to make us laugh. Now, unfortunately, Rachel, we know that a lot of people are divorced, and when the children grow up, it's very difficult to make a decision who you will spend the holidays with, isn't it?
Yes, that's true, because some people now have, instead of 2 parents, they have 4 parents, and they need to go back and forth. And again, it can be a difficult time. So in this romantic comedy, Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn decide to spend Christmas Day with each of their 4 divorced parents, and therefore the money has many funny and touching results. I'm imagining them maybe going back and forth, or it being a very hectic and busy time, and maybe some unfortunate things happen.
Right. Wow, Christmas Day is very hectic, especially if you have to travel to 4 different places to meet with family members and friends. So this promises to have some good laughs.
Definitely. Well, friends, we have something special for you to watch today. We have some more movie trailers. So take a look at these, and then we'll be back with some review questions.
Would you like to hear a story?
What story?
Well, there's a girl, and there's a sort of hatchet man. And there's a big, like a storm.
Japan sweeps the South Pacific, heading toward Australia.
Anyway, the story takes place in a faraway land called Oz.
don't have much time.
Daddy?
I don't understand.
It's okay, Penny. You have Bolt.
I've altered him.
He can protect you now.
Bolt, speak.
Get that dog!
Nice move.
Penny again!
And cut!
He's the star of the biggest show in Hollywood.
She's still in danger!
The only problem is...
Hold on, Penny!
He thinks it's all real.
Don't let him out! He's never been off the set before!
I'm coming, Penny!
Production of the hit television show Bolt shut down today when its star dog went missing.
Oh! You look familiar.
What?
Yeah, he's real good with the faces and such.
I gotta remember, it's gonna kill me. Hold on. No, I don't know. I thought I knew.
I need someone close to the green-eyed man. A cat.
Wow, it's a good knot. Were you in the Navy?
Well, I'll release you, Cat,
when we find Penny.
Cat, slow down! You're scraping the fur off my...
You must be so scared.
Bolt's not scared of anything.
You're Bolt the super dog!
Where's Penny?
She was kidnapped by the green-eyed man, but I've captured this cat.
Whoa! You're crazy, man!
She's taking me to Penny.
I can be a valuable addition to your team.
The road will be rough.
I have a ball.
Easy won't be part of the equation.
Promise.
Danger at every turn.
I eat danger for breakfast.
You hungry?
Starving.
This Thanksgiving.
How do you say no way I'm doing this in crazy?
Let it begin.
One unlikely team.
Look, genius, you're not a super dog.
Is on a mission to get back home.
Bolt is lost. He could be anywhere by now.
I feel alive!
And the comedy event of the holiday season...
Bolt!
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 ...is about to be unleashed.
Super Bar! Super Bar!
We need a fast set of wheels.
I'll get my ball.
Bolt.
Come there!
Let it begin!
Come into. When Jane's grandfather died, she came into a lot of money. Animated. The movie is animated. There are no human actors in it. Complicated. These projects are not simple. In fact, they are quite complicated. Comedy. I love to watch comedies. They make me laugh.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another chat room. I'm Naomi, and this is Ken.
Hi, everyone. Naomi, I'm curious.
About something in the article?
Yes, it's the last line. The characters in the movie decide to spend Christmas Day with each of their four divorced parents. But are their parents remarried? How many parents are we talking about?
Well, the parents might have remarried. So although the couple is visiting four sets of parents, they might have up to eight parents here.
But they aren't just called mother and father, right?
Right. So let's talk about step family. I have a stepfamily because my mother got remarried after my parents divorced. So my mom's second husband is my stepfather.
And if your dad gets married again, his wife will be your stepmother?
You got it. I also have a stepsister and two stepbrothers.
But you aren't related to them at all.
Correct. If my mother and her husband had a child together, that child would be my half-brother or half-sister.
若是你的父亲或母亲再婚，他们再婚的配偶就成为你的 stepfather 继父 或 stepmother 继母。若是他们原本就有小孩，他们的儿子就是你的 stepbrother， 中文可以翻译成继兄弟；女儿就是你的 stepsister， 中文可以翻译成继姐妹。所以呢，你跟你的 stepbrother 或 stepsister 是没有血缘的关系的。 若是他们再婚，然后又生了小孩，如果是男生，就是你的 half brother， 同父异母或同母异父的兄弟；女生就是你的 half sister， 同父异母或同母异父的姐妹。 Okay, but in the movie, we talk about the couple visiting each other's parents as well.
True. Your wife or husband's parents are called your mother-in-law and father-in-law.
But what if your mother-in-law has remarried? Is her husband your stepfather-in-law?
That's right.
Father-in-law 是你配偶的爸爸。Mother-in-law 是你配偶的妈妈。如果你的岳父又再婚，他的现任老婆就是你的 stepmother-in-law, 继岳母。
Now it's time to visit another member of our studio classroom family, Michelle.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看 sweeping 这个形容词，它原本是 sweep,S-W-E-E-P, 扫过或者是大获全胜这个动词的现在分词。在这里当形容词是指势如破竹的、全面性的或者是彻底的。例如 ,The basketball team won a sweeping victory at the finals. 这支篮球队在决赛中大获全胜。或者是 ,Sweeping reform takes a lot of courage and time to accomplish. 全面性的改革需要很大的勇气及很长的时间来完成。接下来我们看的是 ,come into 这个动词片语。come into 在这里是指继承。例如 ,Sarah came into a mansion after her uncle passed away. Sarah 的叔叔过世之后她继承了一栋大宅。或者是 ,he came into a large fortune at a very young age. 他在很年轻的时候就继承了一笔很大的财富。或者是 ,Jerry came into his father's business when he was only 25. Jerry 年仅25岁的时候就继承了父亲的事业。最后我们看的是 complicated 这个形容词。它本来是 complicate, 使复杂这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指复杂的或者是繁复的。例如 ,the pattern of the fabric is too complicated for a dress. 这块布料的样式过度复杂不适合做礼服。或者是 ,the plot of the movie is really complicated. It's hard for the audience to follow. 这部电影的情节非常复杂观众们很难看得懂。Well, it's time for us to say goodbye. Goodbye and take care.
All right, friends, time to put your thinking caps on.Here's a question for you. Where was the movie Australia filmed? A, Argentina. B, Albania. Or C, Australia.
Steve, that's a trick question. It's letter C. Australia is filmed in Australia. Okay, question number two. Bolt is the name of A, a German sausage, B, a German shepherd, or C, a German submarine.Do you remember, friends?
Ooh, I love German sausage, but I know it's B, a German shepherd, which is a kind of a dog. Friends, we have one more day of holiday movie magic for you.
And now it's musical skit time. Take it away, Black Pearl.
Are there angels watching over me?Are there angels watching over me? Sometimes I feel like someone is here helping me. Do I have guardian angels? Tell me please, can this be? Is someone telling the angels where to go, what to do? Telling them to watch over me and to watch over you.Sure, if they're real or who they are. I wonder, is it really true that they live beyond the stars?
Are there angels watching over me?
Are there really angels?
Are they here, but my eyes cannot see?
Watching over me.
Are there angels watching over me?
Are they really real?
Are they really real?
Are there angels watching over me? There were times I was in danger and I needed help. Someone helped me I wasn't alone. I wasn't by myself. I don't know who they are. Do they live beyond the stars?
Are there angels watching?
Watching
over me?
Are there angels?
Are they here? But my eyes cannot
see. Well, I can't see.
This is the Black Girl, your angel, watching over you in the classroom. Studio classroom, that is. Bye-bye, friends.